I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Several items are up for discussion on the agenda, and we began the conversation about a discussion for a forest management plan at Presque Isle Park. Here's Mike Angeli.
That's a recommendation to consider a management plan for the Presque Isle, the island itself. You know, we're looking at ways of managing the forest so that it continues to be a forest and a sustainable forest into the future. Part of this is going to include the potential to remove down trees or trees that could potentially be a fire hazard,
right,
and things of that nature. And I think fire is probably the biggest concern that we have right now, because most forest fires are fueled by ground or down trees more than anything else. So that's our only goal.
Another item under new business brings up Founders Landing Parcel 2A again. This is, we've talked with you before about some of the changes with the original purchase agreement for some of that land. This is the southern portion of Founders Landing where they're looking at the hotel development and townhouse development. That's on the agenda tonight. What's going to be talked with that?
Well, this is the final parcel that's available there on parcel two. We broke it up into three parcels, A, B, and C. And B and C were sold about a month ago to a hotel group, and that has been completed. And this particular action extends the remaining parcel A for another, I believe, 180 days for due diligence. In other words, they have an additional time to get their situation together where they can plan and get their development ideas together. And this is the group that wants to build townhouses. It's HRS Home Renewal Systems. It's the same group that did the orphanage rebuild.
Oh, okay. So they're looking to do that type of housing there, at least of a townhouse kind of design.
Yes. I want to add that I think their goal here is to try to build something that is affordable, not necessarily low-income affordable, but affordable in the sense that it's under the current cost of a townhouse or a condo in that area, which has been a goal of the commission, as well as reducing the size, I think, so that they're not quite blocking the view that people are also concerned about.
There's a couple of items, Mike, on the agenda for new business tonight that actually are pretty big ones. One is dealing with the Cliffs Dow property and an intent to sell this. Tell me what is the latest with what's going on there.
We're going to ask the City Commission to authorize me to negotiate the sale of Cliffs Dow property. This is a kind of a complex situation in that we've already begun a process of moving Lakeshore Boulevard, which is going to redefine this particular property we're selling. The goal is to sell about 24 acres, and the recommendation tonight is going to be to do that to Viridia. The request is just going to authorize me to sit down with them and discuss the terms of the sale, the dollar amounts. It gives me authorization to go ahead with an appraisal. You know, we intend to put together a development agreement and those kind of things that I think, you know, are consistent with how we do business.
Let me ask you this. I know that this property has been for years tied up with contamination from it being the previous location for all the industrial stuff that was done there. What is the status of it now in terms of using it for future development?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because there's still an environmental component that the city is going to be responsible for. Any sale does not exonerate or excuse the city from any environmental responsibility. It is still considered contaminated. We are still working very closely with the Eagle and the other some environmental consultants, including an attorney, to bring this property to environmental compliance. It's my understanding that development can still continue under certain circumstances, but we will still continue to work towards reducing or eliminating any environmental issues.
Obviously, I don't think any developers would be interested in it if it wasn't somewhat usable. I mean, this seems obvious, but I mean, this has been tied up for decades with this contamination issue. And I know there has been some movement on it that it is at least being considered to be better and I guess good enough to purchase and develop.
Yeah, we at one point about 6 or 8 months ago thought we were almost done. Then some things changed and some more environmental issues were brought to light, and we're still continuing to work in that direction. you know, it is a significant amount of contamination. That it may be a significant expense on the part of the city, but I think that part of the development of this property is going to be a brownfield plan that would, in essence, reinvest the taxes from that property into the environmental cleanup.
Another item on new business is having to do with bonds that were taken for Heartwood Forest land. This is something that has been in the works for a while as well.
Yes, excuse me. I'm particularly happy with this last item. This is one of the efforts that we've had as a staff, one of the goals we've had for a couple of years now, and that by selling off these properties, we are able to pay off a significant bond that was used to purchase the Heartwood property 15 or 18 years ago or so. This will essentially free up about $650,000 a year that we can then use in the general fund mm-hmm. for expenses, which will help us compensate for the loss of the We Energy as a taxpayer. You know, it's basically the same as paying off a car loan, and you have money now that you can use other places, and it's significant, and I'm happy we're able to do this.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall on Barraga Avenue. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Nindala.